Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters. And all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed. We are back again for another episode, another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to revert to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, I dare say that if they could, to destroy. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that the Most High from the very beginning declared what must be the eventuality upon this planet. All they who, my brothers and sisters, shall reap the inheritance, the blessing of what the Most High from the beginning for his people has intended. Got a lot to talk about tonight, my brothers and sisters, no question about it. A lot of topics we want to hit, a lot of very, very powerful precepts concerning the kingdom of Yah, preparation for going home. If you will, it must be understood by all our people. I say that must be understood by all our people. Truths, my brothers and sisters, I dare say that no one, I repeat, no one coming to the kingdom of Yah. In fact, my brothers and sisters, in the coming judgment, it will be found that none can truly survive the coming wrath that is to come, lest they are willing to discern these very precious truths. My brothers and sisters, there's no question about it in my mind. No question about it in my mind. Daniel 12 and 10 relates some very powerful information. It relates the fact that in these last days, we read that 12th chapter of Daniel. The scripture says knowledge will be increased. But it also relates, my brothers and sisters, that at that time, when many shall be purged, made true, it says, none of the wicked, none of the lawless, none of them who, I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters, would not pursue the pure, perfect truth that is an obligation of us all. That's what it really means. None who has not sought the good works of Yah, the complete works of Yah, the pure, perfect works of the Most High, has not sought for all that is his plan. Is there none of the wicked who have not desired to know these things, or have not been, let's just say, diligent pursuing to discern these things? It says, none of them shall understand. Please understand that definition of that word wicked. Does not even mean, my brothers and sisters, all those, it does not even mean, particularly, you can say directly, those who just plot against the truth. The wicked are those who defy the first command. I'll explain that in just a minute. But none of the wicked shall understand. For those who have done good works, sought to do good work, all of the Most High required, they shall understand. What is meant by this, my brothers and sisters? You need to comprehend the measure of this truth. Isaiah 28 talks about the idea about Messiah's reappearing because the rulers have been, let's just say, far from diligent, negligent in their teaching. Actually, then, my brothers and sisters, those who will seek the scriptures diligently for all the exceeding knowledge of Yah that is yet to be attained, by and large, even that truth, my brothers and sisters, that this world and its leaders have treacherously and hypocritically ignored, those who have sought for that exceeding truth, my brothers and sisters, shall understand. Being granted, my brothers and sisters, some measure of comprehension. But the idea that something drastically is missing. I said discerning somewhere in the spirit that something is drastically missing in our understanding. They, my brothers and sisters, will be better prepared to understand. Important, very important that we comprehend this fact. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he commands. There is an abundance of reason why that scripture, why the scripture in Matthew 28, 18 through 20 exists. Think about it. How can we convert unto the pure, perfect will of one lest we recognize a pure and perfect law? Most High in effect was saying that unto his kingdom, all are obliged, obligated, to seek and keep and preserve in the earth unto eternal peace, pure perfect word, offering one choice and one allegiance. All are obligated, my brothers and sisters, to seek all that is his will. Or dare men say, I repeat, or dare men say that being unreasonable, they are worthy, my brothers and sisters, of the kingdom of peace. Dare men say that they need not seek to reason together as one, and would still be called in their instability assets unto the promise of peace. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. The world we live in, much needs to be said about it. The world we live in, my brothers and sisters, is already divided after a multitude of divisive contention, differences in doctrine, belief, ideal, designs, desires. The Most High told me that nobody has a right to rule but by him. In other words, by seeking him fully. In other words, to anyone who will not, no one has a right to enslave or stifle a mind. So what we must understand, my brothers and sisters, concerning this, is that there's no question about it. Messiah was saying that unto his kingdom, all are obligated unto the keeping of all, even unto obedience, discerning rightly together as one, all that is his law. We have an obligation, my brothers and sisters, unto the sanctity of the holy name. And for the good of one another, we have an obligation that we all must seek the pure, perfect truth. As such, my brothers and sisters, it's so very simple. Think about it. There's no atonement, no at-one-ment, no forgiveness for people divided. Most High told me years ago these words upon awakening one morning. Till we are one, we are not saved. Till we can get beyond all our self-righteousness, all our variant selfish ambitions. Till we can get beyond, my brothers and sisters, all our desire not to be discerned, wherein we err, but desires to discern, my brothers and sisters, the answers beyond all our inconsistencies. Do we desire to see that truth beyond all the ways that we fall short? Desires that the kingdom of Yah be manifest unto the fullness of all that is divine intent. Until we seek beyond all that divides us, all the misruling entities, all the misadministrations, all the charades, and all the pretenses that blind us, having forged the holy name upon all manner of misconceit. Until we discern beyond them all, my brothers and sisters, we are not yet delivered. In fact, I would even go as far as to say to you, my brothers and sisters, that we should all be, as the quote scripture said, of a ready mind, ready to comprehend. Disagreements oftentimes occur, did you hear me? Disagreements oftentimes occur because we function after a reprobate, undisciplined mind, not yet ready to comprehend when the truth even is made available. That, my brothers and sisters, is a serious, serious problem for our people. Got a lot to talk about tonight, but I even need to say this real quick before we move forward, because all these things must be understood. We're going to have to understand, my brothers and sisters, what was the sin that we committed? Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? What was the sin that Israel committed? Got our people kicked off the land. What ultimately was the sin? Adam and Eve in the garden committed. They got kicked out of paradise. What was the sin, my brothers and sisters? We need to ask the question that again and again, it was Israel kicked off the land, and the people still not returning to the land, even to this day. Imperative things to understand, my brothers and sisters, because only until we get past this sin and discern what the first commandment is, only when we understand, my brothers and sisters, these things will we be worthy to inherit the land. Only then, beyond all worldliness and contention, will we be ready for the kingdom of peace. We were told, my brothers and sisters, yes, we were. First commandment of all, and it is wicked, lawless, even devilish to ever forget it. We were told the Most High is one. Yes, indeed, we were told the Most High is one. Therefore, we must love him, seek him with all our minds, hearts, soul, and might to maintain the integrity of his word. For the mutual good of one another, that there might be preserved divine conscience in this world. But my brothers and sisters, it is because on so many occasions we fell short. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, my wife once asked, why is that we fail, falling short again and again? The answer the Most High that he gave to her was simply this. He said something, my brothers and sisters, that rings a very powerful bell and ring of truth. He said, it is because we didn't love him enough. Hear my brothers and sisters, the ultimate command of the Most High is that we all seek his pure, perfect truth. Delight in seeking his pure, perfect truth. There be no confusion amongst us. That we are not left gullible to the exploitation of those who misrepresent. Not left gullible to those, my brothers and sisters, who hypocritically and treacherously forge the holy name on all manner of lesser ideals, fallen, that we preserve the truth of the gospel for the generations to come. The Most High talks about, my brothers and sisters, it's written again and again that they will come, according to Isaiah 59:19-21, that he will establish the standard and his covenant in that day to his people is that his words shall not depart from our mouth. In other words, his thoughts. Know what is said and not to know why it is said is a missed point. His thoughts, his word, the collective, intrinsic, fundamental meaning behind all that he has said, how it is all interwoven and reinforced together, shall not depart from our mouths, nor the mouths of our descendants, henceforth even forever. And that, my brothers and sisters, will be the assurance after which are people consecrated unto a holy land. Consecrated after one mind, consecrated beyond all worldly misallegiance, consecrated beyond all efforts of worldliness to pollute our sense of conscience. Such a people as this, my brothers and sisters, that will speak no lies, no false doctrine, do no iniquity. This is the people who the Most High promises he shall preserve. Much needs to be understood, my brothers and sisters. Much needs to be comprehended. There's a lot that we're going to have to wake up to atone for. Forgetting, my brothers and sisters, that the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. But there are those who seek to establish fallen standards of which to exalt themselves. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, in that double-mindedness against seeking the full fruition of all that is divine will, plan, and purpose. My brothers and sisters, they blind the minds of our people not to discern the gospel, the peace of the kingdom. And without question, as we've been talking about of late, without question, all such pretenders who dared to say that they had a right to preach, but will never speak beyond the status quo. All such pretenders who have not functioned after the true inspiration of Yah, who only know the precepts of men, who defy opportunity to awaken the conscience beyond status quo. All such as these must be exposed in their unrighteousness, that only the truly righteous, the guided, and those who prove that they are worthy of such guidance shall remain. Then, my brothers and sisters, shall they be seized. A lot we need to talk about tonight. I'm just going to run through a lot of things. I realize the hour is late. Ran into something that I kind of delighted to run into earlier, someone with an open mind and heart. I felt there was a need to talk. For a little while, we did. Need a little help with these things. Glad to be able to offer what advice I could. But even though it might be late, I know the grand majority of those who listen to this show actually listen to the archives. I do monitor them. And I'm thankful for every year the Most High brings near. But I felt it was necessary to put this information out. So that's exactly what I'm doing. And I will do what I can to send out a little advertisement, if you will, Facebook and the like. That this show with some very important information shall be heard. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to overcome the influence of the various beast nations. And you got to have to think about this for a minute. Why do I say beast nation? If you look in the Hebrew, you will find out that the word goyim or hagoyim relates to the Gentile nations, the nations of the earth, polytheists and their ideals. Polytheism and ideals. But because they function after a multitude of rulers or false gods, continually contentious and warlike in their ideals, the Gentile nations were called Hagoyim or the Goyim, are people like unreasoning beasts. Why? Because they felt that they did not realize, according to their law or their multitude of varying gods, who themselves would not agree. They never saw the reason or genuine reason in emulation of their false god, the reason. Didn't recognize their responsibility to do so. Didn't recognize their responsibility for the sake of peace after the will of one. That they must reason together. What does the scripture say? Though our sins be like scarlet, they should be white like wool. If what? He said, come, let us reason together. Isaiah 1:18-20. Come, let us reason together. Though our sins be like scarlet, they should be white like wool. But if you, and we will eat partake of the good of the land. But he said, if you rebel, he said, I will deliver you to the sword. In other words, cut off from the possibility of the inheritance. Most High has spoken it. Messiah said your righteousness must exceed the contentions of your various hypocritical, partial in the law, polluted in their teaching. Leaders must reading closely and understand. Matthias 5:14-24. We must be a light to the world. Offer an example of invariant life. We must exceed the variant differences among us and all those who would mislead us along variations against pure allegiance unto Yah. Hey, that's the first command. Our allegiance must be pure and perfect unto Him. He said, else we shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. A people divided after the misrule of others, pronated to cause others to walk after injustice. The scripture says, my brothers and sisters, never said that such a people is worthy of the prize. Never said they're worthy or had even attained the victory. It says, all who would do such a thing is guilty, even under hellfire. Shall we not understand that there's a serious need to discern the truth, that we not mislead each other? We must understand, my brothers and sisters, that the women of Israel, according to Zephaniah 3:13, Revelation 14 speaks of a people who will speak no lies, do no iniquity. And that is a people the Most High, my brothers and sisters, should preserve and protect in the strength of His power. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this and will understand what the nations have been. The beastly nations of this world and their diverse ideals, obscuring the knowledge of the truth, setting up pretenses, claiming to preach the gospel, but still preaching after the standards of the nation. Our global abomination, not true to the course of divine nature, counterfeits unto surreptitious, unseen perpetuation of damnable constraints. In fact, my brothers and sisters, these charades that were never bowed unto the pure, perfect truth that is the gospel, peace, and the kingdom of Yah. All of these, my brothers and sisters, all of these, whatever it is that men have not been avowed to seek the pure, perfect truth of the Most High, resentful when the greater truth is shown. All these, my brothers and sisters, are the result, not of man being inspired by the Holy Spirit, but still in so many ways quite carnal in his thinking. But for a long time, my brothers and sisters, the peoples of this earth, without a point of reference, like I said, a lot of hypocrites, unstable, unrighteous, can't call them copycats, it just simply means those who claim to be true to the gospel, claim to be the truth of the law of the kingdom, the order of the kingdom, but are not, have dared to call themselves the church, but my brothers and sisters, they're quite worldly. They've dared to call themselves the church, but still quite polluted by the world, and are a mass of misrepresentation. They are still yet the Babylon, the confusion of the earth. And most do not even realize that the true word for church, the earlier word for church, is actually relates to the expectation of one who will cast aside all the misrepresentations, both political, national, social, and pseudo-religious, across this entire world, that only the righteousness of the one Most High remains. We talk about atonement for sin. How many of us understand, my brothers and sisters, that divisions among us after other allegiances or even any matter of pretense that claims to be allegiance is sin? It's the result of a fallen conscience. It's a matter of not knowing Yah. It's a matter of being still yet unstable, still easily beguiled to follow the misconceits of another. We are obligated by faith, my brothers and sisters, to seek beyond every manner of worldly status quo. Or how dare we say we've converted unto faith in that which the ordinary mind does not so quickly and easily see. They called the church, my brothers and sisters, but the church was those who expected the one called Shiloh. We gathered the people. My brothers and sisters, the one who exposes all unrighteousness. If you don't know what I'm talking about, who the scriptures say Messiah is, what all he has promised to do, exposing every misruling leadership across this world, like I said, political, social, national, religious, economic, it doesn't make any difference. Whoever is not true to all that is divine will, a deceiver. He will expose them all, that only one true righteousness remains. He said he died and rose to be Lord. of both the dead and the living. That is atonement. That is at oneness. That is all coming to the allegiance of one, that we no longer walk after the misallegiance of any impure, imperfect standard of anyone. 45,000 denominations all declaring something different. People seeking to exalt themselves in the arrogance of their ignorance, not seeking the greater truth of the Most High. All of that is sin. All of that, my brothers and sisters, is instability. Woe to those who are quickly beguiled, that being flattered, they seek, my brothers and sisters, to join with congregations, that they be exalted rather than them seeking greater honor, or to be, let's just say, my brothers and sisters, in all things found honorable before the One Most High. It needs to be understood, my brothers and sisters. By no means shall the king nor the king nor the kingdom of Yah be dictated to by false kings, pastors, rabbis, and imams, whose authority is the result as servants of hell. Is the result, my brothers and sisters, of the murderous times of great tribulation that occurred in the first centuries of the dispensation. In other words, it's amazing how people seem to believe this. I mean, there are many who realize, but don't realize the entirety, but need to understand that Rome murdered literally millions in the first century because there was something about the truth of the gospel that the nations despised. They didn't like the idea about talking about Messiah to come declare as King of Kings, the return of all the nations, all the world, under the sovereignty of the One Most High. They didn't like the idea that Scripture says he would reprove all your priests, all your kings, all your leaders of every kind, one lordship. They didn't like that idea. Do we dare to believe, my brothers and sisters, those who murdered those who did understand and did believe, that they could set up institutions, call them churches, having no intent in their double-mindedness after their own so-called, let's just say, false government, having no intent unto the righteousness of the kingdom of Yah? Dare we say that these mongrels, reprobate-minded, foolish men, treacherous, exploiters, could dare to create something they call a church without intent for ever seeking true holiness and say that the Most High must accept the standards that they have decreed, establishing false institutions and calling them churches and saying that after the fallen standards they have established and that the people have not discerned today what needs to be restored, that they say the Most High must still obey and call them faithful. If they were faithful, seeking Him, faithful to a call from Him, I know what the Most High told me. Whatever you hear, see, or anything else from these people, you say you better check it out with Him first, or somebody make a fool of you. He said the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, what they don't know, what they think they know, not giving full consideration of all that He has said. He told me that is not wisdom at all. I asked Him how much we should keep growing. He said, until you can look up in the sky and say, star B, and one starts glowing, you keep growing. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 40 says, have we not understood? There's no end to searching all that is divine understanding. Most High told me, until I see everything that He has decreed and declared, fully brought to bear, keep looking. Many being flattered by men after fallen standards. I have a desire to be exalted in their immaturity, even wanted to call themselves judges. So much so, my brothers and sisters, they blinded the minds of the people that if the truth of the Messiah were revealed to them, many would be pronated to simply say, well, I've never heard about that, so it's not important. Their pastors didn't tell them, so they say, it's not important. Who told you that your pastor is going to tell you any of these things? In fact, the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, so many things that I'm talking to you about now, I know what the Most High told me. He sends a prophet to speak what others would not. There's a tremendous amount of truth written in the scripture that it was prophesied in advance. Your leaders would not see it to their advantage to ever tell you that they would not speak. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that they would not tell you that the many divisions of mankind, not seeking the greater truth of the Most High, pure and complete, that would make us one, that the leaders themselves, my brothers and sisters, are the ones that keep our people divided as minions from hell, them hell itself. Who, if you think about it, a multitude of lesser ideas. Some people talk about the lesser of two evils. The lesser of a multitude of compromised ideals, my brothers and sisters, is still evil. It is still damnation. It's still not, think about it, whatever, what people call leadership is partial in understanding, in pursuit of understanding. It still causes men to fall short of conscience. Wherever, my brothers and sisters, there's a multitude of lesser ideals, compromises. My brothers and sisters, quite frankly, a multitude of lesser evil. And the Most High desires that all that pleases can be brought to bear on the earth. A multitude of lesser evil, my brothers and sisters, will never get the job done. There's a reason why the scriptures say when Messiah appears, he will come to perform all that is divine pleasure. I know what the Most High told me directly, and he had reasons for which he told me this. He explained to them after, like I said, he troubled my heart for a moment. And I know I was seeking at the time very deeply the scriptures at the time I heard this. I was seeking very deeply, but not deeply enough. And he told me, he said to me that either I seek all that is his will, or I could stop right then and there. He wasn't going to accept anything less. I want you to think about it. Didn't he say, cursed is anyone who's not confirmed everything written in the book of the law to do it, to uphold it? Should we disagree with the Most High on any point? Should we be unreasonable at any point and still say we are worthy to be called assets unto the peace of the kingdom that the Most High intends to build upon this earth? If anybody believes so, my brothers and sisters, let him think again. Conversion beyond all diabolically intentions ideal. It's only after seeking the whole truth. A lot of folks sit back and say they complain with the injustices in this world. And I would say that if you complain about the injustice, show that you want to defeat the injustice and seek all that is true, all that is righteous, all that is justice. And show that your desire for true justice on this earth is real. The problem that exists is that so many seek pieces and parts. Hey, they sit back and champion one cause, but they leave so many things undone. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, partiality in the law, seeking part of what the Most High desires, is completion in a covenant unto him? I would say, my brothers and sisters, the world needs to think again. The Most High will not be pleased. I repeat, the Most High will not be pleased. All his people recognize their mutual obligation to seek all his will, to preserve as living tablets the knowledge of his will, that all my brothers and sisters might agree as one. Disagreements, my brothers and sisters, do not come of the one spirit, which tells us that where there's strife and divisions among us, it is carnality. It is of a reprobate mind. Disagreement, my brothers and sisters, as it regards the things of the Most High, whereby men become presumptuous after their own ideals, all such thinking is sin. Messiah gave his life to be Lord. Therefore, an atonement for sin, an atonement for our allegiance to fallen ideals and standards that we had no, my brothers and sisters, no. My brothers and sisters, never does the Most High give anybody license to walk after a standard that would counterfeit, disregard any part of his law. We're going to have to understand something even about baptism, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. They say who believes and is baptized shall be saved. What it means, if we need to understand it, is this. Baptism was an open petition. Well, first off, it was open declaration for all. There was a need to transcend whatever manner of authority men had formerly been under. But it was also an open petition for a cleansing of sin. How about a petition before the Most High for forgiveness of the sin of having been partakers in systemic disruption, misrepresentation, a multitude of misrepresentations even that obscure men's perception of the knowledge of the truth. Every lie, every partial standard, every hasty conclusion men draw is an obstacle against discerning the greater truth, and we have an obligation to be a light to the nation, not that we keep a world in darkness. I find it amazing that there are so many. I talk about it all the time. Sit back and act like they want to say after carnal ideals that they have a right to declare who walks into the kingdom and who does not. Our brothers and sisters, what does the Most High say in Ezekiel? I do not desire the death of the wicked, but that he should turn from his evil way and live. That means the desire of us all, even as it was the desire of Abraham, is to seek the pure, perfect will of Yah. He said that would be a light, a blessing to all nations. My brothers and sisters, I find it amazing that there are those who desire that some be destroyed, who desire that some never see the light, who desire, my brothers and sisters, that after their ideals, they still too in some respect in darkness. But seek to exalt themselves, keep a world blind, that they be exalted. My brothers and sisters, every bit of this is the work of a demon. I mean, repeat that. Baptism, my brothers and sisters, and I'm going to talk, with God willing, I intend to talk a bit more about that. But actually, amongst other things, a petition for forgiveness. But having been a partaker in the misrepresentations that prevent the mind from discerning what indeed is divine conscience. No forgiveness for a divided people. You all have an obligation to seek the whole truth. Do we dare say, my brother and sister, we can be converted if we preserve the misconceit that we learn under allegiance to others? Why was baptism even established, my brothers and sisters? You said, go forth and teach all nations, baptize and teach all nations, that they might be converted. You need to understand something about that. Just as it was 2,000 years ago, after Rome came in and murdered all the priests and established the priesthood after Roman ideals that said they had no king but Caesar, so it has happened again today. And he said, go forth and baptize and convert to all nations, all the nations, for one primary reason. Because all the nations then, Israel under Roman control, and the nations in their polytheism. It meant that all the systems of the world were falling short. There's no conversion, my brothers and sisters, after the world is standing after the construct and conscience of carnal men. Messiah mandated baptism and the conversion of all the nations, but none of the standards were right. Well, so it is when we'll be discerned when Messiah is again appeared in this earth. Yeah, as I said to you before, Malachi. How about Malachi 3:16 to 3:4, 3:9? How about Isaiah, my brothers and sisters? How about Isaiah? 41st chapter, particularly 40:27 to 41:4. All the scriptures relating to Messiah will rebuke every faulty standard, partial impure standard the world over, that our people might be renewed unto strength after one justice, that our people might be gathered together as the pure, perfect will of one, even made strong, my brothers and sisters, because understand, there's no forgiveness, there's no absolute favor for people who will remain divided. We must, my brothers and sisters, gain the strength that comes in our allegiance to the one Most High and Him alone. Oh, I wish I had time to talk to you more about what happened in the days of Balak and Balaam. In the days of Yahshua, while Israel was after one mind, no strange gods, no false standards among them, Most High led them so that nothing could be an obstacle against them unto them attaining the land of the promise. But as once people became contentious one against another or dissuaded by the nation, and my brothers and sisters, in acting like the nation, Most High saw among them a curse, division, contention that could not give honor to the peace of one. Think about it. The Most High being one, the only offering he can accept is peace. A divided people cannot give honor unto him. And he said he would have a peace, my brother, a people, my brothers and sisters, and a peace for him, for them, that honors his name. Blessed they who will understand. Because by bringing his people from the fear and contentions of all the nations, that they might dwell in Jerusalem, a city and a land of peace. But my brothers and sisters, that is not after sustaining any of the differences that exist among the nations. If anybody believes otherwise, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the sentiments simply do not make sense. It's a sad thing that people have actually believed they could create as rebellious against the perfect will of Yah, a perpetuation of lies and hasty conclusions, mass presumptuousness that proves irreverence, divisions themselves being the evidence of an undisciplined reprobate and, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, sin-bound mind. What is it, my brothers and sisters, but the lies and the misconceits that we believe to keep us from being able to discern again or stand again steadfast in the truth? Shall the people be called steadfast, sinless, who can easily fall again to the misconceits of man? Can a holy kingdom be established on such an infirm or faulty foundation? We must think again, my brothers and sisters. Most I want to establish the standard of affirmity, so strong in the knowledge of the truth that no deceiving, my brothers and sisters, has the power to beguile any even one single soul. I can only tell you that every present institution of man today has been grossly lacking, none genuinely striving fully for the restoration of all that is fundamental conscience and expectation, once known by believers before the murderous great tribulation times of 7365 AD. Don't know what I'm talking about? Article on my website, hiddengospel.com, tribulation-70-365 AD. There's a need to understand, my brothers and sisters, and to reclaim everything of our heritage that was taken away from us when Rome, seeking to destroy the knowledge and the perpetuity of that heritage, sought to silence it from the mind, established a false church that by no means, my brothers and sisters, was true to the initial foundation. By no means true to the initial foundation that Rome knew. We yet knew these things and had them as a mutual expectation. There was no way they could have dominion over us. But my brothers and sisters, in destroying that ideal, causing men to believe somehow the Roman Empire was holy, causing people to fall so far away from the truth they accepted whatever counterfeit they were allowed. The world has been in bondage for a long time. The scripture says it will remain so until Messiah now comes to restore. I said it will remain until Messiah himself comes to restore. Put perfect will unto the attainment of the ancient conscience that we all must attain. What does it mean? When the scripture says he will restore the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest he come and smite the earth with a curse. Even before he comes to smite the earth with a curse. Blessed then, my brothers and sisters, who will prepare themselves after what the Most High declared of old. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, the people called by one spirit throughout the ages might indeed prove the power of the spirit to harmonize the mind even across the generation, my brothers and sisters, wherein they had different ideas of what is example. For the Most High teaches unto the same kingdom the whole time. Again, in Messiah 28:18-20, Messiah in so many ways says that unto his kingship and kingdom, all must prepare, convert, unto keeping all that is his law. His kingdom will not be dictated to after the diverse partialities and blindnesses of men. How is it that men believe they create their counterfeit institutions and say the Most High must obey them? Insanity, my brothers and sisters, possess the minds and hearts of many. But we were warned in advance, as I said it before, Daniel 12:10, Isaiah 26:7-13, talk about those who have desired to discern his truth in the night, they shall understand, but none of the wicked. None of those who feel they can still be delivered, what, after compromise? Delivered after hypocrisy? Delivered after instability? Delivered after partiality? Hey, in some way disagreeing with the Most High? Wow. One time the Most High asked me, I was in my meditation chair, 1-1. And nobody was there at the time at the house with me. And I remember well what he told me. He asked the question. Shall a man disagree with the Most High at even one point and live? Conscience beyond contradiction, my brothers and sisters, is life. So men choose to contradict that with the principle of eternal existence, according to all that was the Most High, as declared, must exist in peace forever. And if a man denies that eternal in any precept, my brothers and sisters, he stands against life itself. And shall a man defy the principle of life, contradiction, in other words, conscience beyond contradiction? Shall a man defy the principle of life and expect to live? Wake up time, my brothers and sisters. Wake up time indeed. Time to awaken beyond all this stifling, damning flattery. Beyond all these hired speakers who, with their theology degrees, only seek to comprehend, my brothers and sisters, or understand what is necessary to flatter men after whatever that in which they are into. Because that's what the word theology means, at least the field of holding. Well, let's just say administer ideas after which men are enthused. But the Apostle Shaul said, there's only one gospel, only one rule unto the kingdom of peace, to prepare for the day of peace in that kingdom. He said, if he sought to persuade men, he cannot be a servant of Yah. You cannot serve both Yah and Mammon. You cannot serve the absolute way of the kingdom of Yah and compromise after the diverse ideals of men to gain numbers. The kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you right now, will be found to be about quality before quantity. Please understand that. Like I said, there's no atonement for the sins of a divided people. All are mutually obligated to uphold the truth of the holy name, Shem. Truth of the Shema, the demands that we all seek the pure, perfect truth of the Most High, that we maintain one consummate idea, our sense of conscience, our order as to who the Most High is, for the mutual good of one another. Unto Shemayim, that's another word for heaven, the Hebrew word for heaven. It is the people of the Shema. The people realize the need to seek the pure, perfect truth. Nothing else but covenant. Nothing else but the perfect agreement with the Most High. He said he would humiliate, according to Malachi, those who are partial in his law. Messiah said, if you deny even one precept, I'm beguiled by the leaders to deny even one precept of the law and the prophets. He said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of God. Who told men ever to believe that partial standard? Any man of partial standard for the Most High can be viable. Now, people, my brothers and sisters, must prove that they want forgiveness, that they want the one love the Most High requires. Because again, no people are at one with the Most High who refuse to seek, believe, and obey. To receive all his word, you must seek, my brothers and sisters, to receive that word and to preserve it. Like I said, doctrinal divisions, disagreements, and uncertainty among us are evidence of bondage to the lives of another. Such instability does not assure eternal peace, my brothers and sisters. And such instability should not be allowed into the kingdom of God. Book of Ezekiel tells us how those who had been most diligent for the knowledge of him, stability of our people, he says he will upon them offer a great anointing. Cause them to keep and see the reason of his commands, seeing foolish anything else. Such people as this, my brothers and sisters, are those who the Most High will find worthy. Shall we not understand, my brothers and sisters, that disagreement is unbelief? Because there's disagreement because somebody doesn't believe the truth. It's a result of a reprobate, undisciplined, unstable, unwary, somehow not connected with that, connected with genuine access to the greater counsel of the Most High.
Besides called Wonderful Counselor, because he speaks after the inspiration of the Most High. Scripture says he brings people out of the darkness. And it is darkness, my brothers and sisters, when institutions intent on preserving ignorance misrepresent the word of the Most High. And men oftentimes don't discern the truth from the lie. So again, worldliness is a satanically designed matrix to pollute and sedate the minds of the people. They do not realize the need to seek the pure, perfect will of Yah. These people just thinking like, hey, they'll go wherever they hunt and feel they can be flattered. But that does not appease, nor does it give honor to the Most High. It does not prove, my brothers and sisters, a love for the exceeding truth of the gospel. The scriptures tell us in so many ways that we really understand it. The Most High is looking for good disciples. When the greater truths come and are revealed to them, according like I said in Isaiah 50th chapter, like it says in Habakkuk 2nd chapter, like it says in Hebrews 10th chapter. He wants the people that when he reveals the deeper truths of him, they do not turn back. I will tell you now the stability of a people. I said the stability of people and their foundation is determined by when the greater, heavier, deeper truths of the Most High is planted upon their foundation of their reasoning. Will they then exercise a cognizant dissonance, refusing to hear the greater truth? Or will they, my brothers and sisters, in light of the greater truth, be able to stand? That is the issue. But there are many now, if I were to talk about the secret city prophecies, would quickly stumble. Many would say they are believers. There are many, if I talk to them about the idea that Messiah disappearing will actually be the third, not the second. They would immediately stumble. There are many, if I told them that they never understood the gospel, never understood the first commandment of all. Look through the archives, you will find there have been blogs that give in this regard. If I were to talk about those things, I would immediately stumble. I would immediately find my words difficult to bear, difficult to believe. But my brothers and sisters, every bit of what I'm telling you is true. If all these institutions have negating certain initial precepts that were part of the early church, then what people believe right now and hold as an expectation is not true to the ancient expectations of the saints. Dare we say, my brothers and sisters, because Rome murdered those who knew the truth, that we continue to disagree with those who would, the Most High would awaken, or him whom the Most High would awaken, to restore these things, that we disagree with that pure, perfect testimony? Shall we say, our perfected testimony, shall we say that we are prepared with the saints of old who already have the inheritance to walk together with them and say, how can we walk together unless we be agreed? We must be agreed then, my brothers and sisters, to be able to walk together, to cooperate together, to function in peace together, because only that manner of peace can the Most High be pleased with. We have to awaken, my brothers and sisters, and understand that this world of differences is a satanically designed matrix to pollute, sedate, destabilize, and keep unstable the mind, and chop away, my brothers and sisters, for those who will allow it. The strength of our relation with the Most High, the strength of our being guarded by Him. Think about it. When Israel was at one, no strange gods amongst them, nothing could stop them from attaining the promised land. But if, my brothers and sisters, we oppose any man of injustice, that the Most High will not allow into the kingdom, any of that dead weight baggage, we may be asking, better we understand what Messiah said. And this is an example of an idea, and I want you to keep that in mind, too. He said, it's far better that if your eye causes you to offend, to pluck out your eye, than to have your whole body fall into hell. Your hand causes you to offend. Your covetousness to cause you to offend. In other words, if there be anything of your character that causes you to unstably act in transgression against the law of the Most High, better you cast it off. Better you ask for power to transcend that sinful conscience, lest your whole body fall into hell. The Most High is going to allow none of these misconceived commands.
We must become an invariant light, a right example to all the nations. This is what Abraham was called to do. Hey, we talk about Abraham, as some say, they say it this way, as if say they have Abraham as their father. Besides, if you were the sons of Abraham, you'd be doing the works of Abraham. You desire to see the perfect will of Yah brought to manifestation. In so many ways, you could say that as the children of Abraham, through what he revealed, what was revealed to him by the spirit of Messiah, it was the inauguration, my brothers and sisters, of a people who all were to seek the perfect will of Yah, as the inheritance of peace, global peace, to come. How many will really understand what I'm talking about here? I want to do a show soon about this issue. I will even go as far as to tell you, my brothers and sisters, because we didn't love the Most High enough. Because we didn't function as those living tablets that wasn't preserved. The pure, perfect conscience and reasoning of ideal. Were cast. Of people consecrated unto holiness. Was cast off the holy land. And I will tell you again, just as Israel before was commanded to be baptized beyond all the people of the nation, even baptized beyond all the standards of all their rulers, as it was then, so is it today. But only until you can believe that all the standards after which men have attained for many generations, the scriptures say will be falling short, Amos 8:11-12. Unless you believe there's a need to seek a truth beyond it all, still yet, much more. You're not yet worthy to be called truly a disciple unto the Most High, because what else do you think the most magnificent mind in the universe will declare but something surely beyond the ordinary, far beyond what, as you say, compromises the world and the status quo. And only if we're willing to prove ourselves such disciples as ready to seek and discern all this truth, all this exceeding, long hidden and ignored truth, to prove, my brothers and sisters, we're worthy to be called citizens in the kingdom where the knowledge of Yah shall increase forever and ever. Time we understand it, my brothers and sisters. No people is wholly one and true to the essence of what they are to be. In foundation and contemplation, true to the knowledge of what Most High has eventuated upon this earth. Only then, my brothers and sisters, they fundamentally one, of one accord, complete. The problem exists that the mass majority of the people, double-minded, not having seen the reverence of the greater light, believe they are viable after suffering so much more. The leaders, my brothers and sisters, compel the people not to seek for the greater truth. And whoever will do this, like I said, the scripture says, whoever will compel the people to be foolish, not to seek all that's contained in the law and the prophets, is guilty even under hellfire. Again, I ask the question, when I talk about articles like the Secret City Prophecies and the Secret City Secrets and HiddenGospel.com, I talk about the article Secret City Prophecies. Prophetic proof, Revelation 73:65 AD. I talk about these things, the scripture said in advance, and leaders would not speak of. How is it that so many who say they're the children of the Most High neither have a foundation nor a genuine zeal and desire to understand what is beyond the institutionality that they seek to be flattered by? Something is desperately wrong. How is it that people actually can believe he wants to call to himself unto his kingdom in a world where he already sees his name defiled and his differences? How dare men believe the Most High would want to call to himself a people arrogant and sustaining ignorance, that he wants to call himself a people who continue to defile divine order? The book of Yohanan, John 17:9, Messiah said, I make no request for the world,
and they want no request for those who don't desire his peace. He said, I make no request, no petition for the forgiveness then of those who want to see a multitude of contentious differences continue. The desire to see a multitude of differences, diversity, disagreements continue against the will of Yah, against the peace. My brothers and sisters, that is a grievous offense. In fact, it is sin. He said, I don't even make petitions for forgiveness of those who sustain such illusion. Blessed are they who will understand, my brothers and sisters. We have to awaken to assure indeed what is the sure word of prophecy. What indeed is the true word of the Most High? What did Messiah say? I've talked about it before. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he comes through by me. Meaning that his way, his conscience, the law of the Most High as he revealed it. I want you to understand what I mean by that. Second Kefer, or first Kefer, in this case, first Peter. 1:10-11 said all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that is in them. So the word of Yah is from the beginning. Messiah will come through for the restitution of all things. Acts 3:18-23. According to all the Most High declared from the beginning of the world, since the world began. Only one kingdom, my brothers and sisters, has been the expectation, and that's the kingdom over which he shall, Messiah shall, as Shiloh preside. Sure word of prophecy, my brothers and sisters, the sure understanding of that testimony which was to guide and guard, maintain and preserve the peace of the kingdom of Yah. If man is not diligent for this understanding, does he care about the peace at all? If he cares not for the peace at all. The very word for peace means completion. If he cares not for the complete will of Yah, does he deserve to be part of that peace? If he has not enough love of the truth, seek the exceeding word of Yah, that all that needs to be restored shall be restored. Anyone who does not have that desire for the restoration of all that truth, my brothers and sisters, has another agenda, is not true to the cause, is not faithful, has not the love of Yah, wants there to be a multitude of perversions that they might exalt themselves by exploiting the blindness of others. Such devils as this are not into the kingdom of Yah. This, my brothers and sisters, must be understood. Time to wake up. Like I said before, the gospel has been heard by a bunch of folks who themselves are lost claiming to preach the gospel. We talked about this the other night in 2 Corinthians 4:3 when it says this. It talks about they've been deceived by the gods, and the word for gods there relates to the various kings and rulers of the world. Who pretend to be wise, deceived by them, my brothers and sisters. Lest they see the glorious light, or the honorable word of the Most High. The invariant light of truth. Oh, if men present, my brothers and sisters, a multitude of lesser vibrations. Against the highest vibration of which there is no contradiction. What else can they be called in their variances with the children of darkness? And not the children of light. Again, the sanctity, the firmity of one's foundation is tested by the deeper things of the Most High that are not common to worldly status quo. And it is the truth, my brothers and sisters, that the whole world has chosen to ignore. Whether men can believe it or not, they will decide whether they are faithful unto Yah. So decide, my brothers and sisters, whether or not they have a spirit that is truly sensitive unto Yah himself. Powerful thing to understand what it means to say that there's no forgiveness to a divided people. Messiah did not give his life that people be subject to other rulers other than he. He did not give his life that men be, let's just say, rebellious against the fruition of his will.
He gave his life. What did he say? If I do not go, the comfort of the Holy Spirit will not come. He gave his life that man might receive the Spirit of the Most High, be empowered to come to the remembrance and the preservation of all that we should mutually uphold unto the same eventual expectation concerning the kingdom of Yah and his ways. If you really want to know what the problem is, think about it. The hard word of Yohanan 15 and 14. So you're my friends if you do everything that I command you. Man lives by every word that proceeds in the mouth from the mouth of Yah, Micaiah 4 and 4. People say he's going to overthrow Babylon, the misrepresentation, at the hand of one who is a faithful ally. Look at Isaiah 48. My brother says, he said his friends are those who seek to see all his will made manifest. You really want to know what the problem is? A reference point had to be restored in the earth that then might revere the Most High as he is. And the problem is, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has not had. Since most people have only gone to their church institution to be flattered by men. Not true Jews, according to the scriptures, because they don't honor the Most High as he is. Look at 29:35 Genesis and trying to find out what a Jew truly is. One who seeks praise and honor are truly Yah, not for men, not after men. Probably my brothers and sisters, the Most High hasn't had diligent enough and faithful friends. Everybody wants to accuse one another for the injustices they see in the world, but when Messiah says, get the beam out of your own eye, like I say, if anyone is willing to seek Yah, or seek justice served in the earth, let him first seek to transcend all hypocrisy, all injustice. Let him seek, my brothers and sisters, the truth of Yah that conquers and overcomes every lie, every hasty conclusion, every partiality after which men seek to argue. And let that, my brothers and sisters, be retribution, the beginning of retribution. You might be truly a healer, a function of a healer, according to the purpose of which the Most High is pleased. One reason why the Most High preserve anybody, my brothers and sisters, who will only preserve illusions after which our people could never agree. Like I said, the Most High says he does not desire the death of the wicked, but that wicked should turn from their evil ways, be converted from their evil, partial, polluted. The praise, way, turning toward his righteousness, so they might live. Yes, people want to argue with one another. If you realize, my brothers and sisters, that the reason why a lot of arguments exist is because people actually want to believe. Think about it. The scripture says once man turns away from the truth, and that happened in the early centuries of the dispensation, the whole world will be found corrupt. Far from righteousness until Messiah comes to restore. It's because people have been goaded to believe by these hypocrites that they have attained to all the truth necessary unto salvation. He already said, if you deny even the least precept of his law, then you are beguiled or deceived to do so, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Believe these hypocrites and deceivers who will never tell you the whole truth and make you believe that what you have is before the time. And we were warned against that too. All my brothers and sisters, we're pronated to do what the scripture said we should not. Think about it. 1 Corinthians 3:18-23. We're pronated after the differences of the world, of this world, to call ourselves wise before the time. We won't be prepared, my brothers and sisters, to recognize the truth of him who comes to restore all things, bring all things to remembrance, reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And unless we're willing to seek all that truth, my brothers and sisters, we're not prepared to honor, glorify, praise the one Most High. What are those who would continue to preserve corruption using the holy name as a vessel through which they preserve their iniquity? Time to discern the Shabbat, my brothers and sisters. Time to discern the truth that should never be forgotten or ignored. A multitude of perverse, diverse, polluted doctrine cannot be preserved holy unto the Most High. Holy means pure and complete after His will. So has anybody kept the Shabbat, my brothers and sisters, ignoring who they kept the Shabbat? Time established under completion. If we truly kept the Shabbat, if everybody speaks to a different doctrine, none of it's complete. Think again. How about Exodus, my brothers and sisters, 23:2? He said, you should not follow a multitude to do evil. I said, Exodus 23:2. He said, you should not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak unto a cause, decline after many to rest or to pervert judgment. Following a multitude to do evil, to blind the mind, lead people into darkness, destroying the sense of true justice. This is Babylon, my brothers and sisters, confusion, that when the truth is offered, men don't see it. What did they say about that city of confusion? Let's say that wicked city in Zephaniah. Hey, the people already have so many corrupt ideas that when the just Lord is in the midst of the city to reprove it all, the people know no shame. So they believe they can walk after whatever they will and call it by the name of the Most High. And the Most High is supposed to accept the machinations of the idol, the misimaginations, as if they dictate to the Most High. What is the way of peace? Think again, my brothers and sisters. Think again. Numbers 11:4. The reason why I'm repeating these scriptures is because when I was a little kid, the idea was intimated to me. Hey, it's all right to create a team that works together and cooperate well together for genuine progress in the cause, if it's legitimate. But you need to be really careful, aimlessly, blindly, hastily following a crowd. Numbers 11:4. It's in the mixed multitude. Hey, automatically an obstacle against the word of one. Polytheism against the word of one. He said, in the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting, and the children of Israel were also wept again. And he said, who should give us flesh to eat? Well, the mixed multitude is people of diverse, different opinions. In this particular case, this mixed multitude that was warned against, or was warned, most had already given manna to eat. They lusted after meat. But the Most High gave them, they did not call sufficient.
People of diverse desires, my brothers and sisters, not understanding that whatever the Most High gave them would have been the utmost nutritious. They simply wanted whatever sedated their appetite, their taste buds. Yeah, I remember seeing the movie Matrix that talks about this thing.
Oh, boy. All the body needs. What does the body need, my brothers and sisters? The Most High, the one who prescribes it best, body, mind, and soul. Spirit. Time do we partake, my brothers and sisters, of clean, pure, nutritious food, spiritual food, provender, after which one we might have life. Exodus 23:2. I said, Exodus 23:2. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. In other words, the word for multitude oftentimes relates to people divided, people of differing ideas, contentions. You should not follow a multitude to do evil. That's certainly not true to the will of one. Neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to rest judgment. I want you to understand something. We talked about this the other night. Scenario painted in scripture called Armageddon. Armageddon, the hills of Megiddo. The same territory, according to Judges 4, called Harasheth of the Gentiles, the end of unreasoning men, the end of the unreasoning nation. Think about what I told you. The Gentiles were called Hagoyim, or unreasoning beasts, because after their many gods, they did not discern the need to reason. Israel, my brothers and sisters, is obligated that all must seek the whole truth, that we reason together as one. A people who cannot recognize the first command of the kingdom, or cannot respect it, or won't teach it properly, or won't help you to understand the mandates and requirements that is called the Shema. Again, Mark 12:29-31, Deuteronomy 6:4, Matthias 22:36-40. If you don't understand the first command is given, there might be peace between you and men. As the knowledge of the truth, the conscience of the Most High remain in the earth. If you don't understand the mutual obligation to assure that that occurs, brothers and sisters, you have no reason to be preserved under the kingdom of Yah, for one who does not uphold or preserve the truth, preserve the life. It needs to be understood that men break the law of the Most High when they seek to comprehend or exalt any of the manifestations of misimaginations of a carnal mind. They break the law when they cause people to just accept a carnal surface understanding. Like the Most High told me, to know what it says and not know why it says, to miss the point, that is still yet instability. We're told we must seek the law of the Most High, the rule and peace of His kingdom. Ephesians, the third chapter, speaking height, depth, and breadth. Hey, 4:12, the four measures, stature of Messiah. One master, one covenant of truth. One faith, one faithfulness unto the will of one. Chism, one full repentance beyond the sin of every form of partial doctrine, polluted doctrine, misadministration, which is innately sin. The Most High gave his life. We must understand. Messiah gave his life. Most High sent his son to establish over this world one king. No more division, no more separation, no more sin of misallegiance. All shall know him, it says in Jeremiah 31. You need to read 31:31-36 in the context. The 30th is the 31st chapter. It relates Israel in tribulation under other conscience. The Most High told me his definition of tribulation is anytime people are under a lesser conscience than his own. It is trouble, it is tribulation, it is contention, it is argument. Unbelief, it is sin. He has to bring his people from the midst of all the nations unto the authority of one shepherd, one king. No more sin of misallegiance. What's the first command? He is the Most High who leads his people out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, out from, let's just say, multilateral, confused, pluralist differences. But they might worship one. He said, you shall have no other God but him. First commandment, brothers and sisters. Meaning if there's a multitude of different standards around you that claim to be true to the will of one, not to seek the Most High for the absolute discernment of the greater truth that will make us whole again, pure and complete, not to seek that perfect truth or to resist that knowledge of the truth because the world hasn't had it for so long, is damnable sin. When Messiah comes to restore all things according to all that is related by the in the law and the prophets since the world began, Acts 3:18-23, when he comes to do this, whoever will not hearken to any part of that testimony, who chooses to disagree, will not convert beyond all the fallen standards, partial and neglectful standards of the nation, Scripture says should be cut off from among the people, though they might call themselves Israel. You need to understand something about Israel. But the Most High told Abraham, if he sought his perfect will, that would be a blessing to all the nations and the inheritance even of the world. Of people that are unwilling to do that are not Abraham's seed, are not Israel, are not, my brothers and sisters, worshiping the true Messiah, but a false concept of a Savior after the constraint of hypocritical nations. Like I said, Rome murdered millions, established a false church. And the people knowing nothing else because they murdered the people who understood the truth were by default conformed to walk after the folly they knew. But the Most High always told us we must buy the salvation by faith, by the reception of a truth beyond all these partial standards of man.
If we are not willing to seek it, seek that exceeding truth, then, my brothers and sisters, we are proven unworthy. Seeking to appease the designs of men, rather than Most High. Even though we might say, Yah bless you, my brothers and sisters, if there's no blessing, and there is no blessing after a partial standard, it means that we're not willing to seek the whole truth. It means we're only willing to desire to keep people in ignorance, to walk after the selfish ambition, self-exaltation, to honor man rather than Yah. But the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. He will not bow down to any lesser standard of anyone, nor will he uphold, as true to his covenant, standard of anyone who will seek less than all. I said all that is his will. What did he say? There must be, you must attain a conscience, because it says if the blind lead the blind, they both fall in the pit. If the leader is double-minded, if the leader doesn't seek the whole truth, all who follow are hypocrites too, wittingly or not. Isaiah 24 chapter, as with the priests, so with the people. They've broken the everlasting covenant. Hey, there's no covenant with the Most High. I said there's no covenant with the Most High, but that we seek all that is his perfect will. Think about it. Israel was preserved while all sought the fullness of his truth, that nothing could ever be lacking. Think about the way politicians function today. I had one tell me that what I'm talking about is too pure. The people can't use it. But God, I would say that what people are by and large teaching among the churches is too corrupt. The Most High can't use it. Time to wake up. Salvation of man is not after the personal imagination of man. This reality TV election is only evidence of the depraved conscience of men. Reality TV election is coming up. I'll tell you how far men have fallen away from divine will and righteousness. It only tells us, my brothers and sisters, that a lot of folks have gotten what they asked for, seeking to exalt corruption. They maintain corruption. Yah desires for us so much better. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Looks like we might manage to get a little bit of time I still yet need. We did not love Yah enough to prove ourselves worthy to be called his people, remain upon the land. We're going to show that we have a great love of the truth. Why would men not have a great love of the truth in the first place? Because they start to be exalted by the hypocrisy of men. Second Thessalonians, hey, that men subject to wicked folks running in their temple, running their government. After the powers of perdition, like I understand, Most High didn't establish any institution to seek part of his will. He said wicked men sitting over your temples, over your churches. Cause men to fear unrighteousness, not the full will of Yah, having no love of the truth. And it's only by a great love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said they might be saved. A love of the greater truth, a love of all that is true unto Yah. When you say something is true, my brothers and sisters, worthy unto him, honorable unto the Most High, because it's only part of the truth, and yet you deny the rest. The truth, my brothers and sisters, the word for truth in Hebrew and the word for faith is the same. How about my brothers and sisters who say they had not a love of the truth? They had a love for lies, partial standards, and not for perfect faithfulness. Perfect faith or faithfulness unto Yah. We become a people. And we have, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways our people have become too selfish to be kind of worthy of deliverance. A people covetous might be easily inclined. Turn away from the truth. But they wish to exalt themselves, and the only way they can do it is by declaring an alternate standard. We wish the Most High cannot be pleased. Been scattered in diaspora a long time off the land. Shall we not understand the whole way we shall return? It's by our love, showing a love for all the truth when it is revealed. That we show we genuinely want to know what is necessary to appease and please the Most High, like I said before. James 12 and 10 is a good example. It's only those who are willing to seek the good works of Yah, the exceeding excellent. Greater testimony of the Most High, far beyond the status quo, and discerning that something is missing, be more inclined to understand. Granted the power to understand. People are satisfied with worldliness, satisfied with mass misrepresentation, not concerned, I'm concerned that the pure will of Yah be discerned, preserved, guarded, and defended for all that it is. Most High calls all such as this still yet adversaries. How much do many of us will discern the truth in time? And to prove before the Most High we're worthy of the seal, confirmation that is His holy name, that we be found worthy not only, my brothers and sisters, to survive the coming judgment, but worthy, my brothers and sisters, even unto the gift of eternal life, which is conscience beyond contradiction, that peace should abide in this earth among our people as a light, a preservation of ultimate truth, eternal truth. And all the blessing of the Most High called goodness. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to seek that dimension? That Yah be pleased. I know I've said a lot of things tonight, but I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. The only one who is more concerned for the sanctity of the kingdom even than his own soul, realizing that the opportunity to attain the light is a gift from Yah. Didn't have to be given. Think about it. Yah gives it to whom He will. But when He said Yah so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him, I didn't say the misrepresentation of another might not perish. You need to understand something, my brothers and sisters. There are those, I know I run into a lot of people get a little angry because I talk about all the many visions the Most High has granted me. But I grant them to others, my brothers and sisters, freely. Rational mind will know that I'm telling the truth. Inspired mind will know that I'm telling the truth. Get a little angry at me sometimes when I talk about the many things the Most High told me even before even picking up a Bible. But my brothers and sisters, the Most High has done this because He loves you. I told Him very early on when He showed me the kingdom that has come on this earth, archetype, or let's just say the architectural foundation, a premise after which He should build His kingdom upon this earth, showing me even what I must become. I know He did all these things, showing me the truth of this kingdom, what it must be, for a reason. He told me I must tell you. Still, in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, I'm still just the messenger. And there's no reason to be angry at Him who offers by the power of Yah. No reason to be angry at the Most High who offers again a world. The gospel, the grace, the word there also means gift and mercy. To understand with by divine favor, my brothers and sisters, with the Most High might, shall bring forth His kingdom. It's a blessed thing to have a word after which to prepare for that. But whether man collectively is prepared to believe or not, the Most High will be true to all that He has declared, just and all that He has said and declared that He shall do.
I don't know about everybody, my brothers and sisters, but I consider it a great blessing. I consider it an honor to be able to talk about these things. I know what the Most High told me. He sent a prophet to speak, but others would not. Can we speak again, my brothers and sisters? This has been Adam Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and under his praise always. Hallelujah! Thank you all again for listening. Please check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com, articles like The Gospel of Shiloh, The Secret City Prophecies, all these are hiddengospel.com. Tribulation 70s to 365 AD. But there are many ways in which men have grown wearied, far short of what the Most High said he would preserve and protect. Far short of what is a mutual obligation of us all to discern and uphold. And in so many ways, men seeking to call themselves wise have sought to establish fake institutions, call them churches, somehow believing that the Most High with such partiality is pleased. If we are diligent as we were supposed to always be, we'd understand quickly that something drastically missing in the course of what is the doctrine. The whole world's going to have to repent for not having been diligent enough. Psalms 2. Kings of the earth are taking counsel against the Most High. And how about the truth of his anointing? Against the Most High, against his anointing. How about the truth of his anointing would reveal, teaching all things, no lie in it, reproving all sin. Psalm 14, Psalm 53. Most High looked upon the sons of men and see if there were any who understood that did seek Yah. Hey, not seeking the Most High enough, men have been subject to evildoers and have not recognized they were subject to evil. Said you have to scatter the bones of hypocrites. It means, my brothers and sisters, the word hypocrisy relates to the context of those who claim to be something they are not. Only the truth, my brothers and sisters, shall remain. For he will shake a whole world by a word that will shake all things. An exacting word will shake all things. For only that which cannot be shaken, that which is stable, remains. You must discern these things. The articles I gave you, mention of, hey, find them right there on my article, on my website, hiddengospel.com. I dare say to you again, my brothers and sisters, no one can survive and be improved if they are worthy of what is to come without the truth. They're all contained in the law and the prophets. A few are they, my brothers and sisters, who find the path, and even fewer are they who find the path, continue to walk upon it to they attain the goal and the prize for the good of many. Again, it's been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Check out that website. Find out how you can be a constituent of support to a ministry that the Most High truly has called for the healing of his people. And until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Under his might, under his honor, his praise always. Hallelujah! And I do again thank the Most High that you would check out this show again if you delight in it. Check it out in the archives. Listen to the wisdom that is there. To be saved, we must be one. The evidence of our salvation when no one can misguide us not to seek the whole truth. Till we are one, my brothers and sisters, we are not saved. And we are delivered from all dissenters and all deceivers. God's plan, and truly, my brothers and sisters, going forth that plan has even now already begun.